Howdy, regulars. This is Regular Dispatch 96. It's September 11th, 2020. What do you tell the average American to avoid catastrophe in this crisis? I like what the president of Iceland said when they figured out they went bankrupt because they turned themselves from a country into a hedge fund. He basically stood up and said, "Now we all need to go fishing again. We need to stop banking and go fishing." I think that one of the threads that runs through the last 30 years of American financial history is the increased financial obsession of ordinary people, the increased sense that they should devote some meaningful part of their existence to whipping and driving their savings on E-Trade to make money instead of doing whatever they do productively to make a living. Symptoms of this are like the show Mad Money. There are whole cable channels devoted to this. Symptoms of this are the ways the markets move around. And I think if you back away from this and ask, what behavior leads to happiness? This isn't behavior that leads to happiness. Essentially, it's a going to Vegas mentality, just spreading into ordinary life. So my first piece of advice would be, when you think of your savings, don't think of trying to turn a little money into a lot of money in the markets. Think of just trying to prevent a lot of money from becoming a little money. Think of preservation. Secondly, when you think of making money, think of what you do for a living, not the financial markets. There are all these signals coming into you that tell you that that's not how you should think of it. Your broker, the television, the smart guy down the street who got rich because he made the smart trade. But that's not a healthy way to think about capital. And then I guess I would say, never feel stupid from asking a simple question. The markets conspire to make you feel stupid asking what is actually the smart question. Be withering in your investigation of any investment opportunity. If you don't understand what the person who is trying to get your money is telling you, look them in the eye and say, "Can you explain that to me again in English?" And if you don't understand it, say, "Maybe I'm just stupid, but it doesn't make any sense still." If it doesn't make sense, it probably doesn't make sense. The complexity is not intelligence. All right, that's a little bit from Michael Lewis in an interview. I'll see if I can figure out when it was from. But it's obviously referring to the, it was posted in January of 2009. So obviously referring to the crisis that exploded onto the scene in 08 and covered quite well in his books, The Big Short, on housing market in America primarily, and then Boomerang, which expanded to international finance and sovereign debt and that kind of thing. Great stuff. And Michael Lewis has obviously a super power for taking complex financial topics and rendering them in plain English and making them much more understandable and finding the incentives at play and really teasing out what's actually really happening. So there's a lot of punch here. I've liked this. It's stuck with me for a long time and been wanting to work it back in. I love the notion of we need to all stop banking and go fishing. That's really cool. And think about what it is that you do productively to make a living. He's making an argument here, too, that all of us who don't work in high finance, don't make our careers on Wall Street or related to it or in banking, perhaps spend too much time obsessing about it. And in a way, that reminds me, too, or it touches in my mind on how obsessed we become with politics and who's saying what and who's arguing what. And the last piece here that he's got about be withering in your own investigation and make sure you understand it. And if you don't understand it, the ability to recognize that you don't understand it is critically important. And something like a stock trade, there's somebody who, if you want to buy, there's somebody who wants to sell at that price. If you want to sell, there's somebody that wants to buy at that price. And you have to ask yourself why. So when you're buying, you know, you hear this, the idea of the greater fool, that you can unload some unsound asset onto somebody else. Trade is good. Don't get me wrong. Trade is good. But you want to make sure that you're understanding the trade. And similarly with politics. He's also, I think, pointing out, by the way, that it's so complex and so much hides in all this complexity. And that's, I think, part of what we confront, too, as citizens now in this country, the bureaucracy has had so many decades now to become ever more complex. And we're sold all of this. I mean, the as bad as it might be from so-called Wall Street or the banks, politics is just worse. It's just worse. And so be withering in your investigation. If you don't understand what the person who's trying to get your money is telling you, look them in the eye and say, can you explain that to me again in English? I don't think any of us really have the time to become expert at all the arcane financial assets and derivatives and all of this. Nor do I think we're really going to become expert at all the issues that face politicians. And unfortunately, we keep centralizing power and moving it to Washington, D.C., and more, it seems, moving it to the executive branch, and in fact, just the presidency, instead of, you know, keeping power diffuse in 50 states and with the federal government not holding sway over everything that moves through the economy. It's just a fragile state. And so naturally, it just makes it easier to lobby because there's one place to go do it. And for those who don't have the capital influence, whatever, to be sitting at the table with that kind of lobbying, well, then that leads to just lots of angst and unrest, and people kind of have to shout to get the attention of that. So Michael Lewis, in a very real way, courses through with John Taylor Gatto and Wendell Berry and tons of other stuff that we've put in here. And his stuff about being withering and making sure you can understand it, too, of course, ties to anything we've discussed about writing, and writing is thinking, spending a lot of time writing. Because I think if you know, Michael Lewis doesn't mention it here, but what he's trying to say is make sure you understand it. The person on the other side, even your own broker sometimes, like they may not even understand it, by the way, but even if they do, they're not necessarily trying to make sure that you really understand things. It's a big problem. And I love the idea of just quit focusing on banking and go back to fishing. It's interesting. It's very interesting. And, I don't know. It gets me thinking about a whole bunch of things. And, but it also speaks, I think, to the power of, the fundamentals. And this is really good news. Need to go fishing again, there, the president of Iceland said. Well, banking's important. We have savings. There needs to be a place to hold that savings, and lending to further capital development. That's all great. Politics is necessary. We need civil institutions. We need civic institutions. We need representatives. It's part of a functioning society, but the real action is all of us just making a living, going about our daily lives productively. And I think you hear talk that there's too much financialization of life. I think that's fair, true. And there's also too much politicization of life. And of course, those things feed off of each other. I forget in which dispatch I read a powerful essay called The Crisis of Political Economy that's making that very argument. And so it's interesting how political traps and financial traps go together, and often when they inevitably blow up, they just throw the bill on our tab. All the people out there doing the fishing now suddenly have to pay for that. That's the real treachery. That's the real trap. So anyway, always looking for an excuse to work some Michael Lewis into here. Should probably do many more passages from his books, and some of his essays are just fantastic. And I don't know. I don't feel like we've yet reckoned with the costs of what happened in 2008. Not even close. So we got that going for us. The bill is still out there, unpaid. And we're going to have to figure that out at some point. So never feel stupid from asking a simple question and abandon the going to Vegas mentality. Nice ideas to think about heading into a weekend. It is early in the morning. Feels good. And I woke up, I don't know, about 4:15 or so without an alarm. And today, thankfully, was able just to get up and get moving. Hope you all are having a great one and a good weekend. Talk with you again Monday.